The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
One thing that is obvious from our series on the housing crisis this week is that there are not enough new homes being built in the country. I've just been joined by our chief reporter, Barry White, who's going to conclude his series today. So you've been working out how many new homes we actually need.
Hi, Pat. Good morning. Yeah, look, firstly, it's nothing new that there is a severe lack of new housing in this country. This has been the case now for years, and we have heard about some of the impacts of that this week. More and more young people are emigrating, second-hand home prices are skyrocketing, and bidding wars have become the norm. And it's getting really difficult for people to find rental accommodation because of a lack of supply. And all of this is going to get worse if the Irish government don't build more new homes, Pat. But how many new properties are actually needed? Well, I think the best indicator comes from stockbroker Davies, which takes into account our housing deficit and population growth. They say that the housing shortfall is now 230,000 homes, while they estimate that the population will reach 6 million by 2031. And in a report they released earlier this year, they said Ireland will need to build 93,000 homes a year to meet demand between now and 2031. However, with experts saying only up to 30,000 new houses and apartments will be built this year, Pat, Davies chief economist Kevin Timoney says around 105,000 new homes a year will now need to be built from 2026 onwards.
We're trying to factor in pent-up demand as well into our estimate. And really, it's a simple case of what was needed each year to maintain a decent ratio of houses relative to the population of adults. That's the metric we think is the most important. And to have maintained that at the ratio that used to exist for Ireland, that would require now 93,000 houses a year from here until 2031. So the demand was missed each year, and we've just tried to not ignore that, essentially, to factor that into our analysis, and that's how we come up with a much higher number.
Experts within the building sector are saying that the Irish government will only build 25,000 new homes this year. So does that 93,000 homes a year obviously becomes much more?
Obviously, each year that this 90-odd thousand is missed, we're not catching up. So each year that supply falls behind demand, yeah, absolutely, the number of homes that need to be built increases.
So this housing crisis could actually get worse then?
I think the near-term outlook is that it will get worse before it gets better, absolutely. Like the shortages in certain areas that have come about in the last year or two, especially in the private rental sector, those will take time to turn around, even if policies are implemented today. And that's why we're urging that, you know, action is needed very soon on this. But it is going to take time. And, you know, for the next 10 years, I think, realistically, there is a job of work to be done just to catch up.
And if the government doesn't catch up, like, what would the impact of this be?
It's very significant impacts economically and socially, I think. It's important to say so. One of the areas that we've highlighted in the report is that Ireland's fertility rate has actually really rapidly declined in recent years. And that's very worrying.
That's Davies chief economist Kevin Timoney. Now, over 100,000 new homes a year, that's what he's talking about there. There's simply no way that that can practically happen. So realistically, how many can we build over the next few years?
Well, Pat, in 2023, there were just over 32,000 housing completions. That was a 15-year high. Last year, just over 30,000 new homes were built. And Pat, all the indicators are that the Irish government will not reach their target of over 41,000 new homes this year. Building of new homes in April dropped to their lowest rates in nearly a decade. Last month, there were 1,027 homes commenced. That is down 95% on the same month last year when work started on 18,700 homes. So realistically, Pat, how many homes will be built this year and in 2026? Well, they've been asking Scott Delaney from the Construction Information Services, and he says the outlook isn't great.
The drop is stark when viewed against recent trends. April 24 saw over 19,000 units commence on site, a massive spike, no doubt, due to developers fast-tracking starts to benefit from the government's development levy waiver and the Irish Water rebate before the initial deadlines. Even adjusting for that anomaly, April 22 and April 23 saw over 2,500 units commence each, making the current figure of 1,000 a significant fall.
In the past, when there has been record-breaking housing commencement figures, completions still fell short. Are these latest commencement figures, is this bad news when it comes to house building?
It could be. High commencements don't guarantee completions, especially when delayed by infrastructure, labour shortages or the planning system. But, you know, with 70,000 units started in 2024, we do expect a strong flow of completions through 2026 and 2027. However, April's figures could point to a weaker supply pipeline in the years beyond, and that's, I suppose, where the concern lies. Fewer units starting now may create issues later.
Will the Irish government reach their housing targets, do you think? Like, for example, they said they would build 41,000 this year and 43,000 next year.
It's looking increasingly difficult. Our data here at CIS shows an average of 2,500 units being complete per month so far this year, with April actually delivering 3,500 units. So if this pace continues and accelerates, as it often does in the latter part of the year, we could hit the early 30,000s in 2025. But, you know, thanks to last year's commencement spike, completions are likely to rise over the next 2 to 3 years. However, consistently hitting 40,000 units and above annually would require an uplift, not only in output, but in faster planning approvals, more streamlined delivery and a stable development environment.
I've been speaking to economists who are saying to meet our housing deficit and to meet with the demand of the population increasing every year, that there needs to be up to 100,000 new homes built every year until 2031.
I can't see it in the short term. 100,000, I mean, you could be talking a number of decades before you even reach that.
Interesting that people talking about the government building houses. I mean, there are so many planning permissions there unbuilt. So you have to look to the construction sector as well. Why aren't you building the permission that you have? Anyway, the government is focusing quite rightly, I suppose, on the supply side when it comes to housing. How can we get more units built? But some say they'll never solve the problems by looking at the supply side only. They've got to somehow look at the demand and reduce the demand. How would you do that?
Well, Pat, the country's population has increased significantly in the last number of years. And in the middle of a housing crisis, the government has not matched the growth in population with housing delivery. So it's easy to see why this crisis is getting worse and why house prices are skyrocketing. And Pat, in the last 3 years in Ireland, our population has increased by just over 208,000. Yet in those same 3 years, between 2022 and 2024, only 92,706 new homes were built. In fact, real estate analysis by Savills shows that between 2015 and 2023, population growth exceeded new home delivery by almost 4 to 1. Well, actually, Ireland's population growth is 5 times the rate of the EU average. And surely it's just simple mathematics, Pat, to say that our housing problems cannot be addressed when the population is growing so fast. And I've been speaking to economist David W. Higgins. He says the number of work permits being issued here is increasing each year. And he believes the government have to decrease employment permits because they cannot meet the supply side when it comes to housing.
Between 2016 and 2022, those are the last two censuses that we had, the population in Ireland grew by 387,000, but 280,000 was net inward migration. So migration tends to outweigh the picture when it comes to our population growth. Now, when it comes to housing, for every house that we built, there were four extra people coming into the country. So population growth has way outpaced the pace of construction of new homes in this country.
Do you think there needs to be more focus on demand if the government is going to solve the housing crisis then?
I think so. So what I've called for is for us to be smart about this. There needs to be no talk of, you know, shutting up borders or anything that's too radical. It's about finding a balance between the growth in new supply that we have and the demands that are coming on extra each year. I talk a lot about the work permit system. I think that's should be recognised as a key route that we add extra housing demand in into the country. So work permits in the pre-COVID years, we used to issue less than 10,000 in 2016. That then grew to 16,000 permits in 2019. But in years 22, 23 and 24, we've been up around the 40,000 mark. It means that because the labour market has been so hot after COVID, we've seen firms, companies hiring abroad, hiring outside the EU, actually, to fill gaps in the labour market. And while that is beneficial for those firms, it then means that you just need a whole bunch of extra houses to be able to accommodate that.
Looking at the housing figures, experts are saying that the government will do well to build 25,000 new homes this year.
Do you think inward migration will have to be lowered if there's any chance of matching housing supply with demand?
I think so. We know from housing commencements that, as you say, we're probably not going to meet housing targets this year. But we have a time problem. We have a problem of we want to deliver affordable rents and affordable house prices for people right here, right now. We won't get the supply on board in time. So I think a stopgap measure should be looking at easing the demand side with smart policies that tackle the high levels of immigration that we have.
It's interesting listening to that conversation. I mean, limit the number of visas. So what do you do? Send your taxi drivers home, close down hotels, close down cafes. Close down nursing homes depend on the migrant population.
That's the difficulty, Pat, because if you need people to come here for the labour market to keep the economy going. But at the same time, those people coming here to work also need somewhere to live. So
yeah, but I just thought his thing, the firms will do well, you know, they have their workers. But it's not really, it's about the whole economy running.
Yeah.
And we need migrant labour. Another stat which you gave us there, 208,600 people coming in and 92,706 units built. But I mean, it's not one house per person, and it should never be. I mean, the single occupancy housing is not really very efficient from a point of view of giving people a roof over their heads.
No, it's not. But I suppose we do need to build more family homes. But at the same time too, Pat, for people that are single, living on their own now as they get older seems almost impossible in this country.
Anyway, from what we've heard, the housing situation doesn't sound like it's going to improve anytime soon.
No, it doesn't. We heard this week, Pat, of the impacts of this housing emergency all week. A younger generation choosing to emigrate because they do not see a future house. Low supply in the second-hand home market, which is resulting in prices skyrocketing and creating bidding wars, while rents are becoming increasingly unaffordable for people. And unfortunately, Pat, things do not look like they'll improve anytime soon. The programme for government is committed to delivering more than 300,000 houses between this year and the end of 2030. That's an average of over 50,000 per year. But as we heard there, it looks very, very unlikely that the government will reach that 50,000 target any year in the next 5 years. So yeah, it looks increasingly unlikely that things will get any better. And Pat, these people in Dublin told me they've no faith in the government to sort out housing.
They're having a hope. They're having a hope to fix it. It's gone too bad. They let it go too bad. They'll never catch up.
What do you think are the main causes?
Population getting too big, you know.
I don't think the government have done a great job on the housing situation. But I suppose for me personally, I look at the opposition. I don't know if they could do any better of a job, to be totally honest as well. So I don't think the current government are doing great, but I don't know what alternative there is there. I haven't heard anything from the opposition that would lead me to have faith in them either doing a good job in housing.
What do you think is the biggest cause?
It's obviously population. There's a supply and demand. Haven't gotten off to a great start. And they should have gone into this with a very strong plan, given that's what they won the election on. So, no, it's not a great start.
Do you think they have a plan?
It doesn't look like they have much of a one, and it doesn't look like they have a different plan. And I think they definitely needed to treat this as a crisis situation and really go back to the drawing board and put all their focus into it. But so far, there's no signs of that.
What do you think is the biggest cause of the housing crisis?
I think there's probably lots of different things at play. There is obviously a lack of, you know, of building. There's the cost of building. There's general inflation. There's issues with planning. There's issues with infrastructure. But I think the biggest number one thing is, you know, having the will and the focus and putting the attention and the spotlight on it to say this is something we're going to tackle and finding different ways to do it.
And that's what has failed so far, Barry, isn't it? Different ways to do it. No innovation really in providing housing.
Yeah, maybe they do have to do something radical, but as that woman said, their infrastructure, looking at water infrastructure, looking at planning, maybe getting councils more involved around the country might be another option, Pat.
Rather than building more homes, why can't they have incentives to convert above shops, unused office spaces, etc., use what we have before building more new homes and housing estates that are on top of each other? Lots of comments about the densification of parts of the country, but it's interesting, trying to do above the shop with the building regs, virtually impossible.
Yeah.
Very cumbersome.
Very cumbersome. And look, I know it would improve, you know, city centres and town centres if you had people living there, but I think that's easier said than done. And one thing we didn't point out there, Pat, is the fact that, you know, to reach 50,000 homes a year, we simply don't have the workers in construction, yeah. And that's another thing.
Many of them fled the country after the collapse. Yeah. So there. Barry White, who authored that entire series this week. Barry, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.